Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
Bonjour, Beba Wewetung in Dishinakas. Zagak want to go in Niniwag, Ishkonigan in Dunjiba. Ginyu in Dudem. Bonjour, Donald Chosa is my name. I'm from the Boyce Fort Reservation. My clan is Golden Eagle. The writing that I do is articles. I write articles for different publications, newspapers. The topics that I like to write about are things that different projects that I'm working on. I also write some historical pieces, and I write about things like Lac La Croix Indian ponies, you know, things that have to do with culture and language.
How did you get into writing? Like, what got you inspired to become a writer?
Since I was young, I've always been an avid reader. English was always my favorite topic. There have been some different authors that I've admired throughout the years. I've met some of them, actually. And eventually, I'd like to get something published, you know, as far as a longer, maybe book. I'm interested in writing some children's books, too. I have written and illustrated a couple of children's books, but I never had them published. So right now I just have them, and I use them for teaching the language or teaching, you know, storytelling.
You had mentioned that you would like to start writing something like a whole book. Do you have any idea of maybe what it is you would like to write about?
Some of the things that I've experienced in my life might be something that someone might want to read about. I guess I've lived a pretty interesting life, and I've experienced a lot. And when I was young, we didn't have running water. I lived in a wigwam, and from that point, I moved into like a modern age, and I think that might be something that people might be interested in.
Also something that you've experienced yourself personally, I'm sure emotionally. Would you kind of incorporate that into some of your teachings like now, like in your current job position?
Yeah, I do. I'm involved in some storytelling events, and I've also taught as an adjunct instructor at several different colleges and universities for probably the last 15 to 20 years. I've used a lot of past experiences in teaching those courses that I taught.
And now you mentioned your education, and so how does your education kind of fit into your writing now? Help or hinder, a little bit of both?
No, I don't think that education hinders. I think that it helps. I'm glad that I got the education that I have, and, you know, always thankful that that I've been able to go to college and high school and elementary school, and I'm always grateful for my education that I have.
As we go through certain things in our life, they can over-influence us. And I was just wondering, how do you hold on to your own originality?
I think the things that have hindered me probably are having to work. That's always like an impediment to like the creative process. I used to paint a lot, and I haven't, you know, been able to do that. Maybe when things slow down and I don't have to worry about paying a bill so much, maybe, or maybe I'll have time for that in my later years, I guess.
What do you get from writing? What does it do for you, like spiritually or emotionally?
Well, I get to pass on things that I think are important. Hopefully, you know, they help somebody, you know, at some point in their life, maybe. And the things that I write about, people haven't written about. Some of the things that I write about are historical and are part of the history of the Boyce Fort people or my mother's reservation, the Keweenaw Bay people. People don't know some of the stories that I have, and by writing them, I feel like I'm passing on a part of history. That makes me feel good to be able to do that.
I wish you the best of luck with that, and I just wanted to thank you for this interview and taking the time to come down here and share with us your experiences in writing.
Yeah, miigwech.
Miigwech.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.